Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we welcome back the wonderfully talented and charming Ian Buchanan. Ian has appeared on numerous soaps, including Poor Charles, All My Children, Bold and the Beautiful, and Days of Our Lives. But he is best known and most loved for his portrayal of Duke Lavery on General Hospital. Ian recently won Best Supporting Actor for his role in One Night in Hollywood and recently returned from Bhutan, where he filmed The Temple, an upcoming horror film. You can call in and talk with Ian at 914-338-1239 or join us in the chat room. And helping me tonight is my co-host, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. And Carrie is here. Carrie?
Hi, everybody.
And
I'll be call screening tonight, so I'll be the one.
And she's helpful. That... Call screening. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be frustrating.
And all we need is our sexy Scotsman. So
I know I'm overdue for a peeling.
Yes, I hope he remembered.
Banana needs a peel.
Yes. I might have to go back out and tweet him there somewhere. Or somebody can go out and tweet.
And we all know how painful that can be.
I don't know if anybody's watched GH or not. So there's been some rumors flying around that Duke has a son, which I think yesterday there's a young doctor on there called Griffin who is very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think this might be Ian now. Carrie, you want to check?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
There he is. Hi, Ian.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good.
So nice to hear your voice again. Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
I'd like to hear your voice also.
Yes.
Who are you talking with? Who's there?
Oh, well, I have Anna. You remember Anna?
Hi, Anna.
Hey there.
Yeah, she's
how are
helping.
You?
Good.
And Carrie. Carrie's the DJ.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So you've been pretty busy making films, I heard. Congratulations on your best supporting actor.
Pictures.
And taking pictures. Yes.
I've been busy taking pictures. I'm not so sure about making films.
Oh, okay. Well, independent films, yeah. Well, congratulations on best supporting actor for the
Thank
one
you
night
so
in
much.
Hollywood.
Kind of that was actually like that was very nice because that's been a lovely project and I had the best time with my friend Sherry Sussman and my friend Mark, who like was in the movie too, and it was just so nice. It was nice to kind of be, recognized, you know.
Right.
Very cool.
It's an interesting plot line. Did you want to talk about it? I like the plot line with the writer and the actor.
Well, it's kind of a
Can you say the name again of the
One Night in Hollywood?
Night in Hollywood.
Kind
okay.
of a short. It was made kind of in advance of the movie 1 Week in Hollywood, which would be kind of an that story but expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about how, like, what people go through trying to raise money to make movies and, like, the lengths people will go to kind of get the money to make their movies. So it's about that.
I love
and,
the plot.
I like it too, and I think it's if you live in Hollywood, I think you kind of understand.
Yes. Would you like to tell them what they had to do to get the investor to invest his money?
No, I didn't have to say a thing, actually, except just show up and, like, have them make me, give me, like, very high hair. And
oh, okay.
Be just, like outrageous producer, like, you know.
Where can we
so
find it now?
You...
Where can we view it? Or is it on someplace online that we could find it? Or
you know,
is
I think
it out
actually it's about
theater?
To, I think, I'm not quite sure whether, it was online for a little bit, but now I think it's going to be part of a short series on, like, airlines and stuff. Where they're gonna, you know, they show, like,
a whole
series of shorts.
So what role did you play? Play the investor?
I played the investor, yes.
Oh, you did. And from what I understand, to invest in these two films, they had to kill a Hollywood producer that had crossed you.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, that is so. There's quite a few out there that, you know,
I think it's
in real life.
Yes, no, exactly. And also Sherry Sussman, who wrote the script and directed it, from her experience, it was pretty accurate. So we
oh, dear.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't want to know what the ending is, so we'll have to watch it.
No, we definitely
yes. But that sounds like a good role for you. So
yeah, it was
so
great.
You're
I
the bad
it.
Guy in this one. Yeah.
Kind of bad. Yeah, Wicked. Wicked, which I like.
Wicked.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I like that one. Ooh. Wicked. Yeah, Wicked. Yeah. And you were talking about your pictures, and you were in Bhutan, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. Bhutan. Yeah.
Bhutan. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
and
yeah.
That's in Southeast
Bhutan.
Asia.
Bhutan.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I
so
was
how
there.
Was that
I was
experience?
There doing... It was great. I had the best time.
It sure looked like it.
Yeah. I had a really good time. Great fun. Just beautiful. Like, the country was beautiful. The people were great. Mm-hmm. The people I was there with, for the most part, were wonderful. And it was just like, it was, and I had a really good time. I was working with people who had just finished a show with Kimberly McCulloch, so that was great.
Oh, that's great.
A cinematographer and hair, makeup, and lighting people had just done. She directed maybe Pretty Little Liars, I think. I think it was.
Oh,
they had
oh
that.
Okay.
So they came with all good wishes from her, so we actually had a very nice time.
Oh, well,
you were
now,
there for
why,
quite a while.
Why was it filmed? Why was it filmed there? Like, it's called The Temple. The horror film is called The Temple, right?
The temple is about people like stealing artifacts from a temple.
Oh, and so was it on location at an actual temple there or?
Yes, they used the temple. We did kind of exteriors, and you can't actually
very
see
cool.
it inside.
I was gonna say yeah. I would think it'd be sacred, but yeah. Well, very cool. Well, now for someone, let me ask you this. For someone who is not a horror, who, like, has nightmares and would not be able to handle, like, a whole horror flick because I'm a wimp, is there a way to view the movie, like, with your hands, with little cracks in your, you know, between your fingers that you can, like, watch so I can see you but not be scared? I mean, is it, like, what does the horror come from, in other words? Is it very visual? Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty visual. It's pretty gory, but I think if you could probably just look at the beautiful scenery and the mountains and the temples. And,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Yeah,
and think about you. Think about you.
Think about me.
Okay.
I'll just look at my pictures.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go, you were there for quite a while. I'll try to go to my safe space.
I was there for 5 weeks.
5 weeks, yeah.
Well,
and we all enjoyed taking the trip with you. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I enjoy sharing all that stuff with you. I think it's so nice because I kind of,
when
I travel, I bounce around and, like, look, you know, find nice things and then share them, which I love. I love that people love them and they respond, which is so great.
Now you need to do a book, Ian, of your
travel. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yes.
What do you think?
Like the Greek? You mean like the Greek like, travel books?
Yeah, like the Greek, but this would be
only your special spin
yes.
on things.
But
with your
special,
I think you could combine your sense of humor with your, you know, the way you view
you
things and
pictures.
All, and then your beautiful pictures. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be very interesting.
It
would
well,
be. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
I will think
that
about.
Would be really fun.
I'm encouraging you to do that. Yeah.
And
yes. Okay. Yeah. And I hear that, and I will mm-hmm. give that serious thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll keep us posted because we would definitely love that.
Okay,
I have one
thank
of your
you.
Big. I have one of your big fans and friends online. I have to want to get her on before she has to go. I don't know if she has to make any trips to Costco or not, but we'll bring her on.
Oh my
okay?
gosh.
I think you know who it is.
Yes.
Eileen.
You're
hey, on.
Carrie.
Eileen.
Hi. Hey, Mama. Thanks
Hi,
for
Eileen. How are you?
Carrie. Hi,
Eileen.
Anna, I'm good. How are you?
I'm glad
I'm
you made
what
it.
What time is it there?
It's 12 hours ahead so from Eastern time, so it's about 10 after 10 in the morning on
oh, okay.
St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my God. You,
oh,
will
yeah.
you celebrate there in Taiwan
yeah.
or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you will?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have a local
oh.
bar, so we'll all be there tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
cool.
Fun stuff. Yeah. Got my green on. So what's going on?
Oh, you just reminded me. I have to get my green out for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
And tweet us a picture.
Want to get pinched.
well,
and I know there are some people who would take advantage of that. Not me, but I know there are some people who would take advantage of that if you did not have green on.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
That's a big
yeah.
no-no today. yep. So Ace is very special to me, and I'm really happy that you came over to experience it. I mean, I know you've been to Korea before.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Japan, and I've been to China.
Oh, right, right.
China,
right.
I could not believe it.
Well, not Korea, Japan.
China.
Yeah.
Like the huge, enormous difference in China was just like
I'm not a
90s.
Fan.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah. Of China?
No. Oh no! I was just like totally like amazed at like how just like I'm not sure if evolved the word, but just how.
Mm-hmm.
Even Bangkok. I hadn't been to Bangkok since maybe 85. Bangkok was just like a whole different city to me.
It's a scary place.
Yes.
I prefer like the beaches in Phuket.
Oh,
it's much more safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I love being in cities, so I didn't really. I know the beaches are very beautiful, but.
Yes, they are. Well, if you ever come over again, please look me up.
I will, of course.
Yeah, Taiwan's a beautiful place. Beautiful island.
Yes, I know. I know. I've actually only gone through there. I went through there several years ago, but I didn't spend
okay.
much time.
Nice. All
and
right.
I love Singapore too, actually.
Singapore is very clean, very clean.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to hold you up because I have to get to a parent-teacher conference.
Oh, and Costco comes after that or on the way?
No. There's no Costco today.
Okay.
No.
Isn't it Costco on Friday, right?
Costco's usually Monday for me. And we it here because they give free liquor samples.
Oh, they do?
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh. They're right at 8 o'clock.
Anything you want.
Our Costco here in Hollywood, they give, like, now they're giving, like, kimchi samples. Not liquor, kimchi.
Yeah, here
too. All, like, kimchi section, which is...
You like that?
I don't mind it.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, I'm not crazy. It's an acquired taste.
No, I don't mind it, but no, I'm not, like, not, I wouldn't go out of my way to find it.
I'm sure you'd be able to find it there. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing the temple. I can't wait.
All right, Eileen. Lovely talking to you.
Yeah, it was really good talking to you. I hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, thank you. You can set the pace, and we'll follow.
Okay.
We'll follow. We'll.
All
then
right.
I'll put some pictures so you'll see them.
I'm sure I will. Okay. Thank you for taking
the call. All right,
darling.
Lots of love.
Marianne.
Bye.
Okay, love, love.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Eileen.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So you shop at Costco's then, again, huh?
You know, yeah, I maybe twice a year because just stock up on like bulk stuff. But I like Costco. I like Target.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. I said Ian's a Target man.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Yeah, I like.
No.
Yeah, I like Walmart. Although we don't have them here in the city,
but I
go outside the city.
Yeah.
Although.
Yeah. Okay. So, got a question. The rumors have been flying and everybody's hopeful, but have you been?
Well,
I heard you were watching
DH.
I wonder. You know, that's what we have to talk about, right?
Right.
I heard you were watching GH the other day.
Yes, I was.
Is that true?
I was at the gym, the treadmill.
Unfortunately, I missed it Tuesday, so you'll have to tell us what happened. I heard you have Duke Lavery has a son. Is that right?
Yes, it would appear so, but I kind of like was on the treadmill like reading, and the show was on like one of the big screens in front of me, and I kind of just happened to glance up, and this the young gentleman who's playing the doctor had just shown I think it was actually Fanola Anna. Just showed him like a picture of her phone of Duke Lavery, and I like looked at it. I was like, "Oh my, like, really? Like, I'm on television? That hasn't happened for a while." And then he said, "Yes, I'm his son." I was like, "Oh my, Lord!"
There you go.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing, maybe.
Foreshadowing, or I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I heard you had.
I don't know,
I heard
you can't
you
say.
I heard this caused either a literal or a figuratively speaking treadmill accident. Care to
no,
elaborate?
Well, it made me kind of like lose my rhythm, like a little bit.
Ooh.
I didn't know. I didn't
mess up that rhythm, Ian.
No, exactly. You know that rhythm, Marianne.
That's how he got.
Yeah, I know.
That's how he got the sun to begin with, right? No, Bubba.
Yeah, I guess. No, well, yeah, but not. Then I watched, and I was kind of, you know, when he said, you know, his mother was religious, and I thought, wow, was she the nun? I haven't asked. I have no idea. Like Camilla.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Who was the?
Yeah, I.
So I'm not quite sure where he came from. So I don't know. Nobody thought to fill me in. So.
Oh, okay. But they showed your picture. Don't you get paid for that?
Yeah, they did. I don't know.
You should.
I'm sure if they show the picture for more than like 10 seconds, and I think they probably showed it just for like 3. So no.
Oh, okay. Is that how it works? Okay.
There's some rule apparently, right? And I have no idea.
So but we're still hopeful.
We'll
be pushing more.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you like to come back? I'm sure you would like to come back.
I would not be opposed to that, but I'm not sure how they could work that out. I don't know.
And it depends on what the story would be and what they would do.
Yeah, but I would be completely. I mean, I love it there. I love the people. I wouldn't be. I mean, I would be. I'm open to everything always. So I don't like.
I haven't watched since you were last on, but I was hearing that. Is there some controversy about how it could? It's not Duke and Anna's son, or what's going on with that? I mean, is it can we somehow? In other words, can we somehow make it Anna and Duke's son?
That's
what
everyone hopes.
Is it possible?
For.
Is that what?
I mean, I get, you know, anything's possible.
I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. I mean,
this is GH, this is soap, anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly. It's all possible. But who knows? I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, we should definitely be tweeting.
So, no breaking news. We have no breaking news tonight.
From me? No.
Yes. Okay. Well, how about
that the father's
hop on any...
the last to know.
Yes, right. That is true. That is true. So do you have any new projects going on that you wanted to talk about? Anything new?
I've got stuff I'm doing. I'm not sure if there's one thing I'm about to start, but I'm not sure. I don't know if I can talk about it. Check that out first, but it's very nice. It's very interesting, and I think it will be very nice. Mm-hmm. But I should have checked that out. I meant to do that today, but I was running around all day, like Shake Shack just opened in my neighborhood, which is like a New York, like, you know, burger and shake place.
Oh yeah.
And lines are like around the block, hundreds of people lined up, and I ran there to like check on it. I was like, seriously, you're going to stand in line for like 2 hours to get it? Like, and there they were. So I was like, just there, like, no, I didn't. Like,
are they that good?
Yeah, they put in them? I know they're good. In New York, I had like their French fries, which were just like really good. So I guess it was like amazing. It's two blocks from my house, so I ran out there to see that today, and then I met the makeup artist who had been in Bhutan because I brought back some luggage for her. So she came by to pick that up, and we ran around. So I meant to research like whether I could talk about this.
Well, that's okay.
Well, we don't want to get you in trouble or anything. So.
No, you know what I'll do? I'll follow up tomorrow. I'll ask, and then I'll tweet it or just like whatever. I didn't tell.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Someone in the chat room said that Clan Lavery would love to have Ian do another public appearance on the East Coast.
And
me too, because
I
missed the last one, unfortunately.
Well, you were here doing your West Coast thing, so you missed it.
Yeah. I did the West Coast thing instead of the East Coast.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to send you. I have the invitation to that party and stuff, which I saved for you, so I'm going to mail that to you. Only because it was very nicely done. It was like a boarding pass and a passport and stuff. It was a beautiful, beautiful invitation, and I couldn't make it.
I
send it for you.
For the 50th. Yeah, everybody, and
yes.
You were on date. Yes. Oh,
yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, yes. It's actually quite well done. It's really beautiful. So I saved it. So I'll get that off to you.
And
you came all this way to celebrate it, and you know, you might as well.
I did. And I just missed you by a couple of days.
I know.
I know.
You had been leaving, I think, on the same day that, you were leaving before I got there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you were leaving on Wednesday, and we got there Thursday or something.
Thursday, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And your event was a success then, you and Finola? I'm sure it was.
Yeah,
sure
it was great. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. Always. Always. Like the Long Island ones are great, and then the Vinnies is always great. So.
Mm-hmm. I see there's some of them coming to Philly now. Actually, into Philadelphia.
Yes, I saw that.
Saw that. I'm there. Oh, my. That's even closer. It's even closer for me.
Even closer. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Would you like some more callers? I think so.
Sure.
Okay. Allison? Allison? Looks like her call. Allison? I think her call's
Allison?
Let me try.
Hello?
No, you know what? Her call's not. Let me try another one. Tony?
Yes?
Hey, Tony.
Hi, bro. What's happening?
Here I am, like, hanging out with the girls, waiting for you to call, and here you are.
Oh, you are so sweet. I tell you what, you know what? Besides being one of the classiest people I think I've ever known in my life, you are just such a big sweetheart. I mean, I'm sorry, I got to say it. You're just the most gentle man I think I've ever known in my life. And
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, and you know, you're just, I hear your voice like that. Yes, when I'd see you on the tube, you know, as Duke or whatever, it was always the highest compliment I could ever pay you. It's like, I didn't see Ian. I didn't see my mate, you know, that I know. I saw the character. But it's so nice to hear you out of character and just as yourself, and especially that night you called in and surprised me. I mean, that was just, that just freaked me out. So I never got a chance to say it, but thank you so much for that one.
Oh, of course, you're very welcome. Anytime, my pleasure.
And I just
how are you?
I'm fine in one respect. I just had when I do these calls over there with Carly, I actually use my studio recording equipment, and I've got it piped into the internet so that it's like really good quality. I turned my main editing station on today, and the motherboard blew out like about 30 minutes ago. Yeah, so I thought, okay, maybe that's trying to tell me something, but. You know, hearing you, it's like, okay, it's just, you know, it's just a thing. It doesn't matter. I'll sort it out later. But, no, I'm doing fine. I have to say, though, that Marianne and them came up with an idea, and I would very much like to stand behind it and reinforce it, and that is, look, if the Greek can do it, so can you. I think you've got so much to say. And I told this to another buddy of mine down there in your area. I'm sure you know him, A. Martinez. I told him, I said, you are the most prolific writer. You need to think about doing a book. And I've been saying that for the longest with you, and that the idea of the photojournalistic approach, I think it's perfect for you. And so I'd really like to encourage you on that, because I know, A, it would be a big seller, and B, you know, I think you would get a lot out of it. So I want to just say on the record, yes, please consider that.
You could come on the show and promote it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely consider that. I'm just about to print a whole new series of the Bhutan pictures, only for to benefit Child Help and Alphalit. So. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll write something to go along with them. So.
Oh, now is Child Help, is that the organization where you can? It's like they give it like a week where people can purchase things and it goes to that organization.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure they do that. It's it's been around for over 50 years and it's set up. They rescue abused children and they have.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but what I was wondering is there a way, like, you're contributing something to that, to them, or to auction or something?
What I've done in the past is, like, print my photographs and, like, limited editions, and people, like, buy them, and the money goes to the cost. Yeah.
Will you let us know when that starts, or when they go on sale? Because, because we'd love to support that. That's what I was getting at. I didn't know when it was coming up or whatever, but let us know, because it seems like there's only a limited amount of time or something that they will keep that open, so we want to make sure to get the word out and everything for you.
Oh, yeah, and also, I mean, I can kind of repeat it, so it's not, like, limited, so it can be...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if I could chime in here, your photography, it's so down to earth and so real. I really, really like it. And the more you do of that, you know, I'm talking as a photographer who tries desperately to make a living at it, your stuff has just got, you can just see the eye behind, you know, the viewfinder. There's just something there. And I, again, encourage that, because it's just another way that you get to share yourself with the rest of us.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And that's, thank you for expressing that, because I understand what you're saying completely, and I will take that to heart. Thank you.
I'm going to try. I've got something I'm going to try to do for you. You know, I did a shot for you about a year or so ago, and I've got another one that I want to do, and I'll even let you know in advance. I was in one of the supermarkets a while back, and in the liquor aisle came across a basket of stuff that was being thrown out, and there in pristine fashion was a Buchanan's Scotch box, and the lovely green and everything. I said, oh God, I gotta have that. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it, but I want to do some kind of photo layout with that, and do that for you. So look for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask, is your family involved in that company in any way, shape, or form, even historically?
At some point, yes. At some point, they were.
Cool as that. Well, I couldn't afford it for donkey's years, but I mean, it's got to be. It looks like a very high class, and you know, just like you again.
Yeah, well, I do, but it's not McAllen, but it certainly is. I kind of grew up around Johnny Walker and Buchanan's.
Oh wow!
In my family, so I kind of grew up around that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, basically, I'm half Irish. I'm you know, it's Jameson or nothing for me. But
no Powers.
It is what it is. No, I really prefer. I just like Jameson's got just this thing. I don't know what it is. Like one glass, one shot, one small ice cube, and let it just slowly melt.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And that's the only way to do it. Listen, I'm going to let you go, mate. I'll contact you online. We're also on the other side, on the other show, still wanting to get you on, so I know you know about that. So.
Okay.
We will work
on that. All right, Tony,
that.
Great speaking to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, always.
No, always.
Thanks, Tony.
Ian, love you very much, buddy.
Thank
Big
you,
Big hug, lots of love. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Oh. Here's a question that we always ask the Greek when we have him on our show. What are you wearing tonight, and what are you drinking?
Right now, I have a T-shirt and a short and flip flops because it's got very hot here. It's like 80 degrees in California.
Uh-huh.
And
83.
I have 82 degrees right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not bad here though.
I have a vodka.
Ooh.
With orange juice and cranberry.
Oh,
no. Very good.
What does he say? He probably says like green tea.
Is it,
yeah, like something like existential.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually some kind of vodka or something. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Back
yeah,
in his
cool.
naughty days, he would say nothing. He was wearing nothing. But
right.
Our men have cleaned up their acts quite a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, they quite a bit.
Oh.
But that's understandable, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it like two under the table, three under the host? I mean, is that still your general rule?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Well, Yeah, pretty much. I'm kind of like I'm all things in moderation these days. So.
Good.
All things in moderation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All things in moderation. Yeah.
But that's not because you're getting old or anything, right?
Partly. Mm. Partly, and also just be wanting to be kind of a little more sort of responsible and be a little more aware and
mm-hmm.
be less. I'm not sure.
Oh, you're so serious.
I think it's age.
Oh my.
Totally. Yeah, no, it's totally. Yeah. I think it's just totally age and responsibility and kind of being just kind of aware and being trying to be the best you can be.
So, what are you cooking for dinner tonight? I know you like to cook.
I have salmon. Mm-hmm.
Or have you eaten? Oh, you already ate? Okay.
No, I didn't eat. I had salmon ready to go in the oven to bake it and then broil it a little bit. And I have salad, and that's it.
Sounds good.
That's it for dinner. Yeah, I do. I try.
Yeah.
I'm switching phones. I think this battery's about to run out.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Okay.
Are there
you
better?
You're
yep.
there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. These little landline wireless phones like only last for like 30 minutes. So.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we have another caller. Okay.
All right. Who's that?
Teresa?
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa in San Diego.
How are you?
Hi, Marianne. I'm fine.
Hi,
it's
Teresa.
Nice to talk to both of you.
Yeah, nice to hear
you. Are you having the same, like, great weather down there we're having up here?
It's really hot, yeah.
Yeah, it's hot, yeah.
But I love hot weather, so I'm okay with that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Very happy with it.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you or make a comment about your pictures. I know that Tony was talking about it earlier. And two things. I wanted to thank you because you're probably one of the few actors, at least that I follow on Twitter, that, you know, actually is so generous in sharing, you know, their adventures and just kind of your everyday life with us. And that's a lot of fun just to see your pictures. And I also want first dibs if you're going to be auctioning any off for child help. The one that you put on Facebook the other day that has, I don't know if it's a brook or a river with the mountains in the background.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's a river in Thimphu in Bhutan. Yes.
Yeah, that one. That was my favorite. So I'll have to add that to my Ian Buchanan photography collection. Because I think I have one from Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally will let you know. That's actually a very nice picture. I like that picture. I'll print some up and let you know. So.
Yeah, that one's really nice. That one to me would make like a perfect book cover. You know, when you do your coffee table.
My coffee table book.
Yeah, I think that there's your cover right there. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about your trip to Bhutan. What was maybe the one thing that surprised you the most when you were there about either the people or the country or just your adventure in making the movie?
Well, the thing about Bhutan, Bhutan is called the happiest place in the world, and they sort of measure the happiness of the people, and they have a king. It's an independent, it's a monarchy. They have a king, and they have a gross national happiness like meter where they measure how happy people are, and it's kind of every decision made by the government is based upon how it serves the people. They have free medicine, they have free education, they have but they are, I would say, like the happiest people in the world. It's really kind of interesting. I think with access recently to internet and stuff, I think a lot of the youth are maybe becoming feeling a little cut off from the rest of the world. But the older people, people like my age and even, younger, are just totally content and happy. And, that kind of struck me completely. Even, little kids, which is interesting. I met some teens who were, a little surly, listening to hip-hop and stuff. But the little kids were so open and so, friendly and just,
adorable in the picture.
Yeah, three, four, five, seven, eight, just kind of running up and waving and holding hands and, And I felt the thing that I really liked about it is, everybody was just, nobody was threatening or threatened, or which was just kind of nice. It wasn't, fear-based or... The whole country is they don't kill anything. They don't slaughter. They don't euthanize. So there are thousands of dogs everywhere, and all the dogs are super friendly.
Right, I saw that.
And they kind of wait you'd have 50 dogs waiting outside the hotel every day, and if coming you come out, and a dog from the day before who kind of had, declared you as theirs would to run up and stand beside you and tell the rest of the dogs this is mine, this is my person, and then spend the whole day walking around with you
did you get a dog? I got several.
I have dogs and even cows and one pony and and kittens. I got everything.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice to hear about the happiness.
It was very, very beautiful.
Yeah. Sounds like paradise almost.
It's almost like Shangri-La, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's close to it. And the wonderful Buddhist kind of whole tradition of like prayer flags, where they kind of honor like the
right.
dead with flags, and I mean there were places that I actually went where the only sound you could hear was just the wind like fluttering like through the prayer flags. It was like so exquisite, very spiritual and very kind of moving and very simple, and just like when that's the only sound you can hear, it was like beautiful.
Wow.
I love that.
Is that what the prayer flags
were for?
Is that what the prayer flags were for? Just to
yes.
honor the dead, or did they use them for other prayers?
They use them for like different, they have like very specific like messages like printed on them, but usually to honor the dead or to honor like, you know, ancestors, or to honor either compassion mm-hmm. or just different things like, you know, generosity and understanding. Mm-hmm. And you go in the middle of nowhere, and suddenly between like trees are hanging these beautiful, like multicolored, mm. like flags, like
wow.
like right. They were just exquisite. I love that.
Okay, I have one more quick question because I know other people are waiting. I'm ready for a trip to LA. I'd like to know if you have any more theater coming up or any plans for maybe readings or anything like that. Those are always so fun.
Oh, I think I might be. I've just been asked to do like another production of Equus, which I haven't done for like many years, and I might be doing that. But I'm not sure though whether it'll be. I'll let you know what's coming up.
Okay. Okay.
I'll let you know. Perfect. We were about to do the reading of the Scottish play middle of next month, but I think something changed, like some of the ensemble from the New Phoenix Theater, I think, got work. Maybe
mm-hmm.
maybe I did too, and we're not going to. So we can't do it. So we're not able to do it. But we were going to do like a, you know, staged reading of the Scottish play.
Oh, that would be fun. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed that something will
be coming
out.
I'll let you know. I definitely will. I definitely will keep people updated when I.
Okay. All right. Well, it's fun talking to you. I miss
Lovely
seeing you.
Lovely talking to you, Teresa. And I hope I.
All
when
right.
you come up, like, let me know you're going to be here, and I'll see you.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now,
thanks,
much
Teresa.
Love. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'd love to see you in a play or some kind of live production.
Well, you'd have
time.
To go on a plane to see me in a play, unless I bring the play to your town.
Well, I think you should bring the play here to the East Coast. See, but I would try to get on a plane to get out there and see you in a play. I was just going back to the One Night in Hollywood. Is Mariette Hartley in that too? She was with you in Lion in Winter, right?
No,
she
but
that?
She may do the 1 week in Hollywood. She may do the like longer version of that.
Okay, but that's why I saw her name. Okay.
Yeah, right. because she doesn't do anything mm-hmm. short. She's very tall. So she would be like in the big longer version.
Oh, okay. Okay. We have another caller. I think it's, hold on. Hi, Lee.
Hello. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi, Lee. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. I managed to stay awake to call. Had a rough day. How was everything
yeah,
going?
I know.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hi. What happened?
Oh, I was just spent last night in the ER with my son, so I'm tired. So anything I say that comes out of my mouth, just be aware of
okay?
that.
Okay.
Very tired. I think Teresa asked you some of the questions I was going to ask you just about Bhutan, but especially about the children. I was noticing they seem to be around a lot. Are they very open with you? Are they shy? Do they speak English?
No, totally open. Very open.
Eh?
Very trusting. Yeah.
And they speak English?
The one word they all say is hi.
Oh.
Which is like very sweet. Hi. And then they like say, what's your name? What's your name?
Oh, really?
Which I think probably is like what people ask them all the time. So
yes.
they kind of they ask that, which is very sweet. And then, but I see the same children every single day. So I.
Oh, yeah? Were they fascinated by all the people they were filming?
The young lady, Charlotte Price, that was the actress, and she and I would like walk around together, and she's very blonde and very beautiful, mm-hmm. and looked kind of like Grace Kelly, so they were like totally intrigued by it.
Yeah, I guess.
I think I kind of looked like most of the people they knew, so they were like, but they were beautiful. Just the kids were just so beautiful, especially in traditional like clothing. But of course, they would be like in traditional clothing with a Mickey Mouse T-shirt, which is like always like like so sweet. You got like, well, it's like very sweet, you know, or some like a Disney print, like little one of the little girls in the middle of the country, way up high in the Himalayas. Mm-hmm. Was wearing like a tutu with a like Disney princess little top and her like traditional like Bhutanese like shoes and a Bhutanese hat on her head, and I was like oh god,
oh that's sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah, I know.
So how's your son?
It looks like when you see their homes, it looks like they have nothing yet. But to me, I was thinking they have everything in a way, you know. They've
got
this peaceful lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so beautiful to see.
Yeah.
One thing I was
going
to ask you. Pardon me?
What? Sorry, we overlapped.
Yes, I'm sorry. I can't hear very well on my phone. No, one thing that when I found out you were going to Bhutan, I really knew nothing about that country, so I looked it up on Google, of course. One thing I found kind of fascinating, and I wondered if you knew about this before you went, about the airport in Paro. Is that how you say it?
Yes. I read that flying into Paro.
Oh, my gosh.
The most dangerous airport in the world.
Yeah. And they said that they had a thing on YouTube where the pilot was flying in, and they said they don't even use instruments. It's all visual?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you scared?
No, you know what? It was kind of it was, first of all, just before we flew before we descended into Paro, we flew over Mount Everest, which was so majestic.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, mind-blowing and just, like, so beautiful. We flew over Mount Everest and then began the descent into Paro. And it was very dramatic and in a huge, like a big plane. And as we were descending, like, you know, outside of the windows on each side, you could literally see into homes on the hills, on the mountains. And then then the plane would, like, you know, tilt and then take a turn and then go down like a different, like, valley. And then and it was like so, it was really, really very dramatic and very kind of just, I wasn't nervous.
I would have had to be sedated or had a few drinks in there.
Yeah, it was.
So they were showing
them
taking off too, and they said when they take off, as soon as they get up there, they have to turn like immediately, or they.
No, exactly. They take off. They take off like pointing directly to like a mountain.
Yeah.
And then of course they have to veer to the left and
right.
Like to avoid the mountain, which is a good thing. So.
Yes.
But it was, the only thing I read, which is kind of funny, they said, you know, it's like the most dangerous airport in the world, but they have no, you know, nothing has ever happened, and they have no emergency crew, so it's probably just as well. And that's what I was reading on the flight. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good time to read it on the flight, man. What do you do, parachute out? I don't know.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, that's exciting. Well, I was really happy to see all those pictures. They were beautiful. And I don't know. I got to go to sleep right now. I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
How is your son, Lee?
Pardon me?
How is your son?
He's okay. He's home. He's going to have to get more tests and things, but he seems to be okay right now. I had to tell him not to bug me for a few minutes because he's been coming in every 5 minutes. That's all. Concerns, but he's okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called.
I'm glad I did too. Thanks very much for taking my call. Thanks,
Marianne
and Carrie.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee.
Nice hearing
you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Lee. Talk to you soon. Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope he's okay. I encouraged her to call in. She was so tired.
Aww.
I know, probably good to call in and talk a little bit.
Aww.
I'm glad she did.
Yeah. I am too.
More about your book. You said about we were trying to encourage you to write a book. Did you ever think of writing a biography? Or an autobiography?
You know, I keep a journal. I'm not so sure. I think I'm not. I kind of journal stuff, and I'm such a huge fan of great writing that I don't. I would have to think very carefully with her.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, although I know you're such a big reader.
Yeah, I kind of like Bob. I read like I read like other people's memoirs, and I read like fiction, nonfiction, and read like a lot of great stuff. And I kind of think, you know, I'm not sure.
Could do it. I'm sure you could do it.
Oh,
but
I
could
probably
could. And I think with your
travels
and stuff, especially you could totally like because
your life story.
Great
I think
personality and the way you look at things and your sense of humor and your zest for life and appreciation for life and all. I mean, you just need to be a very uplifting, you know, project for to benefit from.
I may start looking at that like very seriously after this evening. Thank you.
Okay, definitely, definitely. And I was going to ask you before the subject came up anyway, but what are you currently reading that you're really into right now?
You know, I just finished In Cold Blood, Truman Capote again.
Oh yeah!
Oh wow!
Yeah, I heard
and
you read
right
that
now,
again. Read that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved it. And I'm reading right now a book that's called Sikkim, which is the Requiem for a Himalayan Kingdom, which is a little kingdom next to Bhutan. Where there was a king and his chief political advisor, and the king fell in love with an American heiress, and the advisor fell in love with a Scottish heiress, and the two women trying to kind of get power, created a vacuum, and India moved in and took over the country. So I'm reading that.
Oh, interesting.
Which I like. But I have a whole other list of stuff. I read a ton of stuff. I can post that.
Do you ever listen to books, or do you mostly read? Do you just, you know, read actual books, or do you ever, you know, listen on your on your phone or something?
I love to read. I every now and again I'll do a book on tape for somebody for work.
Yeah.
But I actually love to read.
Love the words, yeah.
Yeah, I love
to.
I do like to hold the book, but I've become on my iPad, and it means I can read at night without putting on a light. And just
I used to joke when they first came out with the iPad. I was like, oh yay, the big print version of the iPhone.
When
they used to have the very big print, you know, it's like I had to laugh because I use my iPad a lot now for that. But it's funny because it's like they used to have books with big print and now it's like the iPad.
I know. Well, I always read my iPad when I go to the gym, unless of course General Hospital is on and I fall off the treadmill. But I was there the other day with my iPad and I realized I forgot my. I forgot my reading glasses, so I was like, well, I can't, what, so I hit the thing that said, make the print bigger, so I made it as big as it could be, so it was kind of three words on every, page, so it ended up the entire workout was my right finger, swiping. I could see, I didn't need glasses, it was like...
You go to the doctor.
But I think I was actually creating a breeze.
I injured myself, and they're like, well, what did you do?
Funny.
Swiping my right finger that's hurt. My right thumb, my pointer finger. No, that's funny. But yeah, it's so true, though. It's like, I don't know. I hate that annoying point in your life when you get to the point where you're like, why have they made everything so small? Why is all the print so small?
I know. I have a hard time with my... I had to get stronger bifocals. I hate that. You know, to do.
Yeah, but when they give you the credit card thing, say sign here, and you've got where? I can't see anything. What? Where? It's not at the bottom anymore. It's halfway up. And is this a contract? Or what am I signing? I can't see anything.
Get out the magnifying glass. I've done that. I have one right here. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we have another caller. You want to take another call? Actually, it's an area code 814, just like mine.
Uh-oh. Is your husband asking where you're coming home?
Yeah, really. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
I go by CK8 Returns on Twitter.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
how are you?
And I just I wondered if you are aware of our little hashtag campaign, Bring You Back, the Duke Lives hashtag campaign.
You know, I only became aware of that yesterday. But, yeah, I saw that. Thank you for that.
All right. Well, we keep trying. We haven't given up yet.
No, I can tell.
I think it'll happen. We all know he's alive out there, right? It'll happen.
Well, that's right. They just haven't told us yet.
I know it will. So, yes, they haven't told us yet. They haven't told Ian yet, but it'll happen.
Oh, they might have told
him.
Or maybe they did tell him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm usually the last to know. Like, seriously. No. Like, because I think that's just the way it kind of works now. I don't know why. But, no, I became aware of that yesterday after kind of, like, realizing with the whole, like, Dr. Munro and everything else. And then I sort of was... became aware of that, and thank you very much for that. And who knows?
Well,
like, you know, we'll see.
And I just wanted to tell you, we really do appreciate the way you interact with all of us on Twitter, and keep us up to date on everything you're doing.
Oh, please! But no, that's my pleasure. That is my pleasure, and it's also because it's very rewarding in my life. So I love to do that. And thank you. And I have to say, for the most part, everybody is, like, so kind and so positive that it's very reinforcing for me. And, of course, that's what I would do. So.
Okay. Well, we hope to see you back soon.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Thank
we'll
you,
see.
Lisa.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah. So we're telling everybody to get out there and tweet at hashtag DukeLives. They'll bring you back.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another caller, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hello, Sarah.
This is your friendly neighborhood blogger.
I know who this is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, so glad you called, Sarah.
Is it as warm in... where you live as it is where I am right now? It's pretty hot.
Yes, yes.
We sure missed the rain.
At 5:30, it was like 84 degrees. How are you up there? You got the rain we got, and you got like a...
we had some 80 degrees.
Like weather-wise.
How are your allergies?
Oh, fine. They're good.
Well, you come up here, we get a bunch of them, but
oh,
I really loved your pictures from Bhutan.
Oh, thank you very much. When I print them up, I'll make sure you get one.
Well, thank you.
I'll make sure you have one. Yes, of course.
You take some amazing pictures. Are they just with your iPhone, or is it? Or do you just have a regular
camera?
Yeah,
they're with my iPhone, and I don't wear my glasses, which is kind of my rule, so I don't know what they look like until I look at them, like, afterwards. So that's kind of
always
my rule.
Pretty much what I do.
About mostly shapes and, like, shadow, and so that's always my rule. I took a picture today for my 7th-day nature challenge tomorrow, and I had no idea what it looked like, and then I was like, wow, it was like, right.
What's the 7-day nature challenge?
It's on Facebook, where there's been kind of a movement over the past 2 weeks where people want to have, like, every post just be like a photograph of nature and, you know, the beauty, like nature's, like the wonders of nature, as opposed to being like angry men with orange hair like yelling. So they.
Oh, absolutely! I'll join in with that.
Well, I'll nominate you. I'll post my final picture tomorrow, and I shall nominate you for the next 7 days. And then, therefore, you have to pick up the nomination, and you have to post pictures of nature for the next 7 days.
That sounds like the plan, because that'll get me out
and
walking.
Absolutely. I'll do that tomorrow,
better,
my darling.
Because you know what? It's been hard with my condition, having to we get used to fatigue problems, so I'm able to walk a little bit, but not always, like I used to.
Well, you can, even if you just take a couple of steps and look up, sometimes there's something beautiful and take a picture, or look to the right or look to the left, there's always something beautiful around.
Yes, there always is. Well, I'm
yeah,
very happy that I could talk to you tonight. I've got to get back to writing because the blog's got to get to be put to bed by 11 o'clock.
Yeah. All right, my darling. I look forward to speaking to you soon, and I look forward to meeting you.
Me too. I don't live too far away.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you, doll. Love you.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Good night. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi. Oh, all your girls are calling in. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this nature challenge, you're gonna be doing that, going out and taking different pictures for the next 7 days?
Well, I use some of my Bhutan pictures because my friend, Angela McCluskey, my great friend.
Oh, okay.
And my other friend, Angelina Stratman Cesar, who's a photographer, they nominated me like a week ago. But I use like a lot of my Bhutan pictures, but also I've been taking like a couple of pictures. So it's like every day you put like, it's to make like, you know, like your, like Facebook just be filled with like beautiful images. So.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. So it's actually, Facebook. It's actually a Facebook page.
Yeah,
then.
On Facebook. Yep.
Okay, 7 days nature challenge. Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, one, it's 7 day nature challenge.
Challenge. Okay. Any plans for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow? I don't know if you said.
No, like avoiding the whole thing. Apart from, I wear green, but.
Yeah.
I may. I have to go actually go here. Like, I have to go to a fashion show at the end of the day tomorrow, then go to my friend's son has a band, which is called Charming Liars. And they're playing like at a major venue, so I'll go there tomorrow night.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
That's fun. Okay. Cute.
That's what I'll do.
So, trying to think. Any other news? So you said you're going to look into that, so.
No, I will. I'll check like what I can talk about.
Okay.
Which I should have done before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just always love being able to have a chance to talk with you and spend time with you. You're top notch.
Yeah. Yes,
well, thank you.
You're very special.
And we want to have you back.
Thank you, Marianne, Anna. Thank you.
Yes.
We really think a lot of you.
Let us know, and we'll have you on
the
show. I will. Of course I will. And if I come east, I'll let you know.
Yes,
no,
we'll be waiting for you.
Like,
no,
everything.
Be awesome.
When I write a book, I'll let you know. When I print pictures.
Definitely.
And
for the child help. You know, we'll help spread the word and stuff, too.
And we'll
help
you,
too.
Right?
That's a great organization.
We'll keep nagging you about it.
Alphalete is, like, very important, too. I love Alphalete also, like, spreading art, you know, kind of like wiping out illiteracy and, not only third world countries, but even in this country where you know, just the power of learning to read and to write and how it changes
lives. Absolutely. What was that? Did you say that was a, what did you say that was?
Alphalete.
There was a, Alphalete? Okay.
Alphalete, yes.
Like alpha and then L-I-T?
A-L-F-A-L-I-T, Alphalete.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I've never heard of that one. Very cool.
Yeah, I've been, Fanola and I did their info, their PSAs over the past year, so.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing a little more for them this next month, so.
Wonderful.
Both make a good team.
Well, thank you so much, Ian.
We just
love you, and you're just so gracious and funny and just such a great human being, so we love
you
a lot.
Thank
you. And we hope
I appreciate it. I love you both. I love you. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Anna.
Oh, thank
Take
you.
Care.
Have a great evening.
Talk to you very soon.
Bye bye.
Okay. See you on Twitter.
Bye bye. Lots of love.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.